common question we get from business leaders is, as they're getting on social media or as they're doubling down on their social media for their business, is what platform they should be on. They have LinkedIn, they have Facebook, they have Twitter, they have Instagram, they have Pinterest, they have Snapchat, they have, you can do other mediums and say, oh, I don't want to be on social media, I just want to do email, or I want to do networking events, or, you know, there's all different variations of what we're talking about here. But the question again boils down to, what platform should I be on? And I think there's three things that we need to look at when it comes to this. So what platform is, first of all, you have to have simplicity in what you're doing. I think that's for number one. We'll get back to that in a second. The second thing is, you have to have clarity in the message that you're putting out there, and clarity in just basically what you're doing on a daily basis. And the last thing is, you need to be where your target audience is. And we'll come back to that one. That's probably the biggest point I want to make. But again, what platform should you be on? Simplicity. So if I were to say to you, and you're starting this off, and let's say you have a LinkedIn and a Twitter account, you're not really active on it, and you want to maybe, I want to be on Facebook and Instagram as well, and I'll do all these things. One thing you have to remind yourself is, you need simplicity in your life. So can you handle, if you're going to go on four or five different social media platforms, can you handle that? Can you be on all these different networks? Is that going to confuse your mind? Is that going to confuse your day? Do you have a team of people that can help you do all those things? Is it just you? Is it an assistant that works with you? Did you hire an outside team to help you with your marketing? Whatever it is that you're doing, there has to be simplicity in the execution of whatever that is. So that's a huge reminder for people. So if it's just you and you truly can't be on any other platforms, then maybe you just need to focus most of your time in LinkedIn. Again, I'm going to get to other points around this in a second, but you have to be aware of where you are in your business and what you can actually take on and not take on. So I think simplicity in anything that you're doing in business is huge, and certainly when you get into something that you're really not doing a lot of. The second piece is clarity. So once you decide, say, hey, whatever platforms you're going to be on, your message has to have clarity, right? And you have to be clear on why you just decided to have simplicity. So if you say, well, I'm only on LinkedIn, and the reason is because I want it to be simple, and you have that clear message to the audience, to yourself, to anybody on your team, to say, this is why we're doing what we're doing, because we don't want to get too far outside of our box, or we're not willing to invest the money into our total social media package or content marketing package because maybe we don't have the money, or we are wanting to invest in new software and we just can't go there right now. They're all okay answers. You just have to understand what works for you, and you have to have clarity in that that message. Now, the other thing might be, no, we want to be on all those platforms. We do believe it's simple because we've hired an outside marketing company to help us with this, and we're very clear to them what our end goal is, what we're trying to do here. What do we want? We want branding. We want messaging. We want people to see our logo. We want people to hear our story and learn more about us and to develop opportunities. And we want a platform that's going to be here for us today, tomorrow, and in the future. So I think that's very clear. It's very important to have clear set, vision as to what you're doing, and for everybody on your team and anybody else that you work with. The last thing, and I would say probably the most important piece of this, is you need to be where your target audience is. So no doubt, simplicity is important, clarity is important, but at the end of the day, if you are truly coming to somebody and saying, I want to drive business, well, then you need to be where your audience is. And in addition to that, we hear a lot of business owners or business leaders say, well, that's great, I'm on LinkedIn, and I don't like to be on Twitter. I don't like to be on Facebook. And I would say, well, that's fantastic. But understand, your market, your target audience doesn't care. They do not care. So if they don't like LinkedIn and they're spending their time on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these other places, and you're not there, you're not going to have connections with them. You're not going to have the opportunity to create that connection there. You might create a connection with them somewhere else that they may end up liking to be, but you are not going to find them in those different platforms. So again, simplicity and clarity, super important, but your target audience, let's just say, is spending most of their time on Instagram and you're spending most of your time on LinkedIn. Now we go out and talk to your target audience and say, nah, we're kind of over LinkedIn right now. This is an example, of course. LinkedIn's a great platform, but they're on Instagram. So they don't care where you want to spend time. You need to care where your target audience wants to spend time. It's not about you, remember, it's about the target audience. But then that comes down to, I think you have two decisions in this. You can either not get on those other platforms and say, I'm not going to do it, or the other side is you actually do it. So if you don't do it, then you know what that means. You know that if your target audience is on Instagram and you're not willing to go there, you understand that it means you're probably, you're not absolutely going to not have conversations with those people in Instagram. So you might lose out on your target audience, but you understand, because now you go back to the first two points of simplicity and clarity, that you've made this message and you said, you know what, we don't want to spend any time there. We are willing to lose that business as a result of not focusing any of our attention on those different platforms because we don't have the time, we don't have the money, we don't have the resource, we don't want to invest the energy into all that, which is fine. So you just have to understand it. However, if it is important to you and you are trying to reach a target audience and you are trying to drive sales and you're trying to drive business and you feel like you can have a simple message and you can invest money and you can do all these things and you have clarity around what it is that you're doing, then you need to be on the different platforms where your target audience is. And if not, then you are not going to reach those people. At the end of the day, the business leader has the choice to make. Every business is different. Every business leader is unique in what they're trying to accomplish. They realize what the pros and the cons of each things are. They realize that if they don't do something, they don't get something out of it. If they do something, then they do have something to get out of it. At the same time, they understand that the time, energy, and investment that they have to make into that. So it is a very complicated and big decision. And the key is to make it simple, to put clarity behind whatever simplicity you're doing, whatever message you're putting out there, and then to understand that if you want to be out and you want to make and drive new sales, then you need to be on the different social media platforms in 2018 and as we go into 2019. This podcast exists in large part because of CASCM, the content marketing business inside CASSource Inc. CASCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at CASSource to you. Learn more by visiting CASCM.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's a big deal to us. We hope you found value in it. And if you did, we would be incredibly grateful if you gave us a review on iTunes. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and feel free to share it with anyone you know. More than anything, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it.